sponsors on behalf of Rabbi Levin and the Beis Medrash, his parents, Dr. and Mrs. Levin, Lila Nishma Sa'ev, Ben David Mechel Halevi, Levin's great-grandfather.
Grandfather.
Chavav Cheshon. Chavav Cheshon coming up. And Mr. and Mrs. Yechiel Zucker, Lila Nishma's mother, Gidla Bas Yechiel, and all four of his grandparents and step-grandparents. Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Zolden, Lila Nishma's grandmother, whose yahrzeit is this week at Al Cheshon, Gidla Bas Yechiel, Ephraim Zalman, Mr. and Mrs. Seth Sklar, Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Spergel, Mr. and Mrs. Mikey Richmond, Mr. and Mrs. Eitan Agmashaw, Mr. and Mrs. Jeremy Boyne, Mr. and Mrs. Ronen Fuchs-Brumer, Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Hirschberg, Dr. and Mrs. David Simai, Mr. and Mrs. Josh Richmond. I'd also like to just give a special shout-out to Rav Nachum Dinowitz for preparing Rabbi Levin's Torahs, not just tonight, but after each Shabbos, and putting it together in this little compendium, a kuntras, for everything to discuss or over and to review, because sometimes they do go very quickly, and you can miss a point or two. With that, I just want to share, aside from the Torah, Rabbi Levin shares in Ashkamiyin. I have a personal Akar Satoiv, and I'll probably speak for a large chevra. I see Sklar, Spergel, and Boyne, a lot of the chevra sponsor here. How many siyumim we've made from this, in Mesechlis, from this year to last year, and since our 11 has been here. I know personally, I'm going to embarrass him, but I have a son who's Messiah, I think, 7 Mesechlis before his bar mitzvah with Rabbi Levin. So it's not a simple thing to do, but Rabbi Levin gives over Torah so clear, I recommend it. And just to show the transition from one year to the next, for those who inadvertently missed the sign in the lobby and didn't read their multiple emails, Rabbi Levin has steered away from the halacha and gemara, and he will now be in shiurim in chassidus.
Rabbi wants to steer away from me.
No, but a little bit. But next year, maybe coming dressed in a different lavush. I don't know. It's possible. Rabbi didn't mean full time, just switch him to the chevra. And I really highly recommend, I see there are a lot of guys in the room, I truly recommend, I think the next year both in Halacha and Gemara, and I look forward to the Chassidus, I really look forward to everybody coming to at least some of the shiurim. You'll see the ne'imus with which the Torah is given over Sunday morning. I really highly recommend that everybody shows up to at least something, if not all. Just the Seder for now is Rabbi Levin is going to speak, and then Rebbe and Rabbi Levin will make a seal. And with that, I ask Rabbi Levin to share with us the Torah.
Thank you, Rabbi Feder. He neglected to include his own name as one of the sponsors for tonight and participants of many of the shiurim. Birshus, Marina Virabeinu, the Mordasa, Rav Weinberger, Birshus, Rabbi Noble, my parents, my in-laws, and all the other Chasher Rabbanim and guests who came this evening. It's always very uncomfortable making the siyum. And I'm not here to advertise what I'm accomplishing, but my hope, I daven that hopefully it could get some people to strengthen, be mechazik in their learning, impress upon my kids and your kids to just grow in their limud haTorah. And what better way to show that than a lot kavod for a siyum of Shas, a siyum of Torah. I do want to thank my kids for everything they did tonight helping out. Particularly, I want to thank Yishai Moshe for his debut of playing on the keyboard. Thank Rabbi Dinowitz for writing up this beautiful kuntras. Nothing to do with it. He showed it to me Erev Shabbos. So, shkoyach. So right last year, I decided, hoping I'd make another siyum this year, Baruch Hashem, I was able to. So I already committed to myself, I wanted to speak about the inyan of Dvash, the connection of Dvash in Torah. Each year I want to speak about a different inyan of the comparisons of Torah. We've spoken about how Torah is compared to Mayim, compared to Esh. So this year I wanted to decide to speak about Dvash. fact that the Torah is mesukin midvash, that the Torah, the pasuk tells us that Torah is sweeter than honey. In what way is Torah sweeter than dvash? We say in the Birchas HaTorah V'Harevna, we say in the Hajin V'Harevna, to make the Torah sweet, mesikas in our mouths, we should pass it on to our children and grandchildren to feel that sweetness of learning. So I want to share with you a beautiful Hakdam of the Chavetz Chaim. Read it together, learn together the Hakdam of the Chavetz Chaim to Likutei Halachos. In his groundbreaking Sefer on Kadshim, he organized all the halachas, halacha l'maisa, as he prepared for the coming of Mashiach in the building of Bayis Shlishi. And the Chavetz Chaim is dealing with the question of how, in what way is Torah, Mesukin, Midvash? And he explains, Ki Yadu, it's well known, Shiyesh B'teva HaDvash, that the nature of honey is the Koach HaMesikis Gadol, that it's so sweet, it's so powerful, so potent. Ad She'im Yipol Ba, if something falls in it, Eze Dover Lechem or Basar, whether it's a piece of bread, or a piece of meat, or Chadoma, something like that. V'yishtai Ba Shihur Rav, and it's there, B'meshach Zman, that piece of bread or piece of meat remains in the honey for a long period of time. And the dvash has this koach, it's yasapei chalechem v'abasar, it transforms that piece of bread, that meat, the dvash gomer, it transforms that meat or bread that falls in or anything else that falls in honey, transforms into honey itself. V'nei l'rov ha'poskim, he adds further that according to many poskim, he's referring to Rabbeinu Yonah, the end of Brachos, that afilu im nafal ba davar iser, that even if something that's a davar iser, the Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about a situation that if a leg of a bee gets stuck, which is not uncommon, a wing of a bee gets stuck in the honey while it's producing the honey, if it gets stuck in there, so Rabbeinu Yonah says that it transforms even a davar iser into dvash, has the ability to transform something, because that davar iser, says the Chavetz Chaim, is chozer liyos heter gamur. That davar iser, that part of the bee, has the honey has the ability to transform it into something completely mutter. And that's what it means in the pasuk, shekoach mesikus haTorah. The sweetness of learning, it's gadol harbe yoser midvash, it's sweeter than honey. Because im adam shoket al haTorah, if a person really immerses himself in learning, umizdabek ba kiroi, and clings and connects to the Torah in the proper way, afilu im teva nafsho haya metchila ra me'od, even if that person is so distant, that person is so far, he's full of ra, he's a davar iser. So the ability of the dvash is, and the koach haTorah rather, is the ability to mitaraso u'mikdashaso. The koach of Torah, the koach of dvash, is to transform something. But Torah is even greater, because even if something is a davar iser, to its root, Rabbi Yashav elaborates on this point, and he writes in his Ha'aros on Maseches Bechoros, that although dvash could transform parts of the bee, a leg, a wing, it could transform that, if it's an entire birya, if it's an entire bee, if an entire entity falls in that dvash, so the dvash does not have the ability to transform an entire being. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us that Hordas wanted to be a king. He wanted to marry a lady who came from the Chashmonaim, and there's one lady left, and she jumped off the roof because she didn't want to marry Hordas, and he preserved her dead body in dvash. So we learn from the Gemara that dvash has the ability to preserve something in its entirety. So dvash has the ability to transform parts of a davar iser, but it doesn't have the ability to transform one's entire being. But says Rabbi Yashav along the same line to the Chavetz Chaim, that the Torah has the ability to transform someone who's entirely ra, a person who might be so distant, so far away from the Torah. But if a person engages in the right way, if he's shoked and misdabek in the Torah karoi, like the Chavetz Chaim writes, so then even that person who's so distant can be completely transformed by the Koach HaTorah. And he writes further in the footnotes that sometimes we find that Torah is compared to Esh, which we spoke about in the past, and sometimes it's compared to Mayim. So why the difference? Why is it compared to Mayim sometimes, and other times Torah is compared to Esh? So we know Chazal tell us that one of the reasons why Torah is compared to Mayim is because just like water, a mikveh has the ability to transform a person, Malin, Matame, Mitumaso. It can elevate a person from a state of Tumah. So too, the words of Torah have the ability to be Malim as Adam Mituma Latara. It can transform a person entirely from a state of Tumah, from a state of a Davar Isser, and transform into Tara. Yiras Hashem Tahora. The Yiras Hashem, the Torah has the ability to Metahir someone. And a person says, how am I going to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I've done so many averos. I'm so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Torah. Am nimshach ruach tumah al ha'adam. The person is completely absorbed in a ruach tumah, says the Chafetz Chaim. So that's why the Torah compares it to a water. Because just like a person could go into the mikvah and become tahor, so too the Torah has the ability to be mitahor a person. A person might say, v'al yomer ha'adam, a person shouldn't say, the mayim in the mikvah is able to transform a person from a tumah chitzona, a very superficial tumah that's on the outside. But one might say about himself that v'ani yeshli avonos hayoser gedolos shemitamos kol evari nafshi mimifnim mibuchutz. A person might say he's so full of iser from inside and out. The mikvah can't change me. That's how far I'm feeling. That's how far I am. So that's why the Chafetz Chaim says it's compared to Eish as well. Because we know Eish when it comes to Hagalas Kalim and doing Libun on Kalim, we're trying to kasher Kalim. So Hagala could accomplish only so much. But if you put it under fire, you put any Kli that might be completely full of Iser, you put it in fire, in Eish, and you have Libun, so that could purge all the Iser that's embedded in the walls of the Kalim. So too says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the Koach HaTorah, that it has the ability to extract all the Davar Iser, no matter how deep those Isurim are, no matter how deep those Avonos, Averos are in a person, that's the Koach of Eish, that's the Koach of Torah. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim says, that's why the Torah is compared to Mesuka Midvash, it's greater than honey, because it could transform anyone, no matter where you're standing in life, wherever you're holding a life, the Torah has the ability to transform you entirely. Yom Sheshlomo suggested that perhaps at a siyum, you should say the bracha of Sheasimcha b'ma'ono, like the Gemara tells us in Ksubis when it comes to Sheva brachos and Nechasana, that at a wedding there's tremendous simcha b'ma'ono in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's home and his abode. So Yom Sheshlomo says at a siyum it should also be a place of saying Sheasimcha b'ma'ono. There's no greater simcha than a siyum ha'masechta. So the Aruch HaShulchan is not quite sure what his suggestion is, because Sheasimcha b'ma'ono implies that there's simcha only in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's home. When there's a wedding in the Sheva Brachos, there's no complete simcha down here. The simcha is still lacking. We don't have the base of Migdash. But there's a simcha in Shemaim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees everything as simcha. So there's simcha b'ma'ono when it comes to a chasana, when it comes to Sheva Brachos. The Aruch HaShulchan says when it comes to a siyum, though, you can't say Sheasimcha b'ma'ono, because that implies there's only simcha in the Ma'ono, in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's home. And there's no simcha down here in this world, but that's not true, says the Aruch HaShulchan. When there's a siyum, there's both the simcha in the Ma'ono, and there's simcha as well down here in this world. That's how powerful a siyum is, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's the sweetness of Torah. That's the simcha of Torah, that there's so much simcha around here. So, Mirtz Hashem, we shall be zocha to taste the sweetness, v'harevna, the sweetness of the Torah, and the Simcha Torah, and mechazik ourselves in strengthening, having a full year of learning. It's Mar Cheshva now, a month that's very bitter. We should be zochah to have a month and a year full of sweetness, the Mesikas HaTorah.
Amen.
Now in the past I've introduced Rav Weinberger, and I've always praised him, and I felt last year that when Rebbe called me a friend, maybe it's about time I stop praising Rav Weinberger. He doesn't need my praise. So I'll just introduce Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Weinberger just with a big thank you for myself and my wife and my whole family for really bringing us in, being part of this kehila. Please, Rebbe.
B'shus, Yedid Nafshi, Rav Noble, 11 and other Rabbanim and the Mishpacha, the beautiful, beautiful family, families, it's all one family. It's just rabbits and leaven. Of course, the sweetest asset that we have here in our Kehillah is Rabbi Levin. And that Dvash, the Dvash V'cholov of who he is and his Torah, has brought the Kehillah to another place. And the gratitude, therefore, is mine, is ours. And I know that, like what Rabbi Levin said before, that the tachlis of this is not for himself, it's to give chizuk to the rest of the chevra, to all of us. And every year I try to think about, I'm thinking about another aspect of Rabbi Levin's being that I love and that I appreciate. And the thought that I had now, this Shabbos, I was thinking about it. These parashiyos are parashiyos of Masai Yigiyu Maisai, L'maisei Avoisai. That the Baruch Shalom wants us to think about how can we, in our own way, each one of us, how could we be more like the others and more like the Imahos? What could we do? And the Svarim, as you know, say Yagiyu is, even if it's in the Giyu Ba'alma, to come into that world of who Avram Avinu was and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Sarivka, Rachel and Leah, to just get into those worlds of the Ovos and the Imos. And that's what Hashem Baruch wants of us now. All the time, but especially this time of the year, these parashiyos, that we're coming to the Dvash, the sweetness of who we are and where we come from. So there's a Midah Elokis that's very rarely spoken about. I spoke about it once some years ago here in the Bais Medrash. A Midah Elokis. There was one tzaddik that spoke about it very openly many times. And that's the Alter from Kelm, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha. There's a letter that the Alter from Kelm wrote to a person who was obviously a very great person, because the way that the Alter wrote it, and he was not one b'chlal for exaggerations, he detested anything that smelled from something artificial. And the way the Alter from Kelm wrote to him, "Shekiyadul lecha she'ein yaka kamaicha," there's no one that's more dear to me v'chaviv kamaicha and precious to me than you. And the Alter from Kelm wrote about the greatness of this person's Torah. And then he mamish let him have it. And he said, "Umishum kach, nispalesi, hafleva fella." I was shocked that you had written to me twice that you were going to be coming to Kelm, and you didn't show up. Not only did you not show up, you didn't even write to apologize that you didn't show up. The Alter from Kelm writes this. I'm like, you see this tzaddik, whoever he was writing to, like sinking, like, imagine opening up a letter like that. You didn't come. I don't understand. You told me twice you're coming. So you can imagine that Alter from Kelm was a mamet schus, but you didn't say anything, a telegram. Where are you? What are you? What happened? I'm sorry. Gonsh. And then the Alter says, "Halavai shenizka kulanu, that we should all be zeicher to have the das to be," and this is the Midah, he calls it balei samcha. To be people, how do you translate samcha? To be people who are reliable and dependable. To be balei bar samcha. The Alter from Kelm spoke a lot about seder and to be a bar samcha. I talk a lot about this now also because our generation in these inyanim, responsibility, dependability, reliability, these are not romantic midas. I'm not talking now tonight about Chesed L'Avram. I'm not talking about the Gvur of Yitzchak, the Teferis, the Emes of Yaakov Avinu. The Inyan of Avram Avinu is a Matzoseh Levavai Neman lefanecha. Neman lefanecha a person who Hashem's Baruch could say Eidus, that Avram, you are Ne'eman Alai, Ne'eman Lefanach, Matzas, your heart. You have a trustworthy, dependable, reliable heart. There's Ne'emanus. The Rebbeinu Shalom, to say about a person that I can depend on you, I trust you, you have Ne'emanus by me. You're a Bar Samcha. A Bar Samcha is a person who's, when he's committed to something, he thinks about it day and night, he gets it done, he doesn't expect fanfare, or he does not need show of approval. The greatest schar that the Bar Samcha has is knowing that he did what he was supposed to do. The Altman Kelm was very disappointed in this great person, who despite the vastness of this individual's learning, I don't know what it was, but this obviously was a great person, despite the vastness of his learning, and it could be even his tzidkas. The Altman Kelm felt that it was important that he point out to this individual that there's a Mida Yikara that's called a Bar Samcha. A Bar Samcha. A person who you can depend upon, who you can rely upon. Chazal bring the pasuk in Shir Shir. Im Chaymehi Nivna La Tiras Kesef. It says in Shir Shir, Im Chaymehi, if she is a wall, then Nivna La Tiras Kesef, you can build a silver tower. If there's a powerful fortified wall, you can build a silver tower. And Chazal say, Im Chaymehi Zu Avram. That's Avram Avinu. The foundation wall upon which everything can be built, a silver tower, a tiras kesef, a silver castle, can be built upon a foundation that's a bar samcha, that you can trust, that you can rely upon, and that's dependable. And that is a midah that I find with the other midah stivers that I find in my dear friend in Rabbi Levin. That midah of being a bar samcha. All the other midahs, the midah of being a bar samcha nowadays is a dover yakar ma'od. There are a lot of people who have tremendous, tremendous good intentions, who are fantastic visionaries, who are big dreamers, who say beautiful drushes, but when it comes down lemaisa, it's 8:30. Where is he? There's Nishda. He's not here. He said he's going to do something, a cholam, an idea, concept, tremendous creative person, but in terms of smichus, of umatzoses levavai nemanus. The Ramban says, you know what it means to be a Ne'eman? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Ne'eman. The Ramban says in Devarim, in Perek Zayin in Devarim, the Ramban says, Ne'eman, ein boy shinui klal. Of the Baruch Shalom is who he is, and when he says something, thus is thus. Ein boy shinui klal. It's not amol yom, ol ne'im. Like the Satmar Rav, you all know, is a famous thing that in America, he once commented, you know, you don't remember, only the older people remember, they used to have these places, these butcher shops, and it would have a neon sign flashing, Basa Kosher, Basa Kosher. That's before the real good Heksherim, very few Basa Kosher. So the Samurai never saw such a thing. An electric sign flashing, and the Samurai says, Zamul Kusha, Zamul Nit. It flashes on and off. Sometimes it's kosher, sometimes it's not kosher. That's what it means, Zamul Kusha, Zamul Nit. A flashing sign. There are a lot of flashing signs. There are a lot of people who they're flashing signs. The Yiddishkeit, there's a mol ya, mol nit, davening, ya ya, nish nish, a Seder in learning, ya ya, nish nish. You see this from the parents are very upset about their kids with yeshiva and being on time, but you see so much fathers that they come to shul late or they daven in 12 different places and they're not. They have no kviyas, no smichas. They're not bar, the person's not a bar samcha anymore. Someone you could depend upon, that you could rely upon. For me personally, I can't tell you how it's changed my life. To have Rav Yoni, to have Rav Levin here, to have a bar samcha that smiles? of our samcha that's nosa kedvash mamish. And that's really, that's what the siyum is about. The Baruch Shalom has a bar samcha in this person, that mitzvah Shem next year, not putting any pressure, he puts the pressure on himself, he doesn't need me to put pressure. For the next year, Mitzvah Shem should be Nachamo, should be Yerushalayim, but it'll be again, You know, Hasidim tell stories Motzei Shabbos, and it's a very big inyan. It brings the Yeshuas for the week and so on. And even though l'chitchila it should be from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, but they say even if it's not from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Dikus to tell a ma'isa from a tzaddik. Really, it's a famous thing. It's not a story. It's a ma'isa shahaya, just very quickly. It's from the Imre Emes Chusi Yelain, that the Imre Emes once said Erev Rosh Chodesh. I'm sure many of you know this, but in this context, I want to say this over. The Imre Emes said once Erev Rosh Chodesh. He said, tomorrow in the morning by Hallel, the Ikkar is to say, Ana Hashem. Ana Hashem, to say, Ana Hashem, Hatzi, with Kavana, with all of our hearts, and we could be poil mamish mamish, gewaldige Yeshuas and Refuas, if we say Ana Hashem, with all of our hearts. And you know, the Imam spoke very little. And that's what he said. And then he just went, that was it. He said, tomorrow morning davening, Ona Hashem. So there was a whole machloikis between the chassidim. As what did the Rebbe mean? Did he mean Ona Hashem Hashiyana? Or did he mean Ona Hashem Haslichana? So in the morning, what turned out is that by Ona Hashem Hashiyana, the Hashiyanikis, they were screaming by Ona Hashem Hashiyana, crazy, the place is going to fall down. And the Haslichana guys, they just said Ona Hashem Hashiyana. You know, they had to. And they, because they were Haslichaniks. So then when it came to Ona Hashem Haslichana, so the Haslicha guys went crazy. Ona Hashem Haslichana. Like this. And the Imre Emes himself says, Nein, ich gemeint, Ona Hashem ki ani avdecha. Ani avdecha, ich meint, nishkan Ona Hashem Hashiyah, nishkan Haslichana. Aber Ona Hashem ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha v'ra mesach. That's what I meant. Ona Hashem Kani Avdacha. It's not spelled the same way, you know that. Ona Hashem Hashina is Aleph Nun Aleph. Ona Hashem Kani Avdacha is Aleph Nun. Hey. And it's the word Ona means, the Svarim explained, if you look at the Mepharshim. Basically, it means like Lech Lecha. It means, Rabbanu Shalom, wherever you send me, Ona Hashem. La'an, Shata Shaleachoti. Wherever you tell me to go, whatever you want me to do, whatever you need me for, Hinaini. That's what it means. And that's what the Imam is saying. He wanted to teach them a lesson in his own way. This is when Hashiyah Naslichana, that's all gewaldic. But Ona Hashem Kani Avdecha, Ani Avdecha Van Amesacha, but Dona Hachal was saying, was Rabbi Shalom, I'm yours. I belong to you. Send me, tell me whatever you need for me. That's what I'll do for you. In my own personal relationship with Rabbi Levin, here in the shul, that's what I have found, the sweetness of Ona Hashem, of La'an Shata Shalechoti, and whatever could be helpful in any way, and the dependability, the reliability, the smichus, the ne'amonus, to the kehila, to the chevet, to myself, has been something that's inspiring. Hashem Yisbarach should help Rav Levin and the whole mishpacha to continue to steig in learning in Yerusha Mayim and in the schus of all that he's doing. You should see that the children should be taka harivno, it should be tzatzeinu, 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 amcha beis Yisrael, tzatzeinu, that if the Torah should continue, it should be shalshelas, it should be a tree that grows and grows and grows, the roots are deep, and should grow stronger and taller, the tree of Torah in the family, to give nachas to the parents and to the grandparents, to those who are in the other world. And we should be zech mitzvah, all of us, to make the siyum next year in Yerushalayim.
Can I just read the last few lines of Maseches Nida and the Misayim? The Gemara tells us famously, Tani Be'el Yo, Ka Shoni Halachas B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. A person who learns Halach every single day, he's going to be Zochet Olam Haba. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Halichos Olam Lo, Atikri Halichos El Halachos. A person should learn Halach every single day. Hajin Halach, Tinekos V'Sikla Maseches Nida. Hajlach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Hajra Chalon Daita Halach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Daita Chalon Lo Nisashem Menach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Lo Sishashem Menach Lo Bahamadim V'Lo Bahamadasi Hajlach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Hajra Chalon Daita Halach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Daita Chalon Lo Nisashem Menach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Lo Sishashem Menach Lo Bahamadim V'Lo Bahamadasi Hajlach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Hajra Chalon Daita Halach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Daita Chalon Lo Nisashem Menach Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli V'Lo Sishashem Menach Lo Bahamadim Obama Dasi, Yer Tom Fanecha, Adonai Linale of Senu, Shete, Sarascha, Umnasenu Balmaze, Use, Manu, Lilam Haba, Hanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa, Achabar, Papa, Abimari Bar Papa, Rafim Bar Papa, Rosh Bar Papa, Surah Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Dar Bar Papa. I have now Adonai Linu Estere, Sarascha, Befino, Befia Samha Basil, Vine Akulano Nachman, Sisenu, Sisamha Basil, Konyadesh Machel of Deso Sakhalishma, Mayor by Sikh Minimus of Sakha Kili Lam Hili, Hilibi Samim Kokakal Laman Loevosh, Liolam Loeshkach, Pikudeha Kivam. Chisani Baruch Ata Adonai Lamdenu Chukecha Amen 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 Tel Avad. Vadima Nachnu Lefanecha Adonai Elinu Vlevosenu Shesamta Chalkinim Yoshe Beis Hamedrash Velesamta Chalkinim Yoshe Kronos Shanu Mashkimim Vehim Mashkimim Anu Mashkimim Lidvei Sober Vehim Mashkimim Lidvei Metelim Anu Amelim Vehim Amelim Anu Amelim Mekam Nusach Vehim Amelim Vehim Mekam Nusach Anu Rotsim Vehim Rotsim Anu Rotsim Lechayim Abba Vehim Rotsim Vehashachas Shinam Arbata Elohim Toridem Levehashachas Anchidamim Umim Ralo Yechsu Vehimem Vani Aftach Bach. Yeratzon lefanecha Adonai Elhai Kishem, Mishasatan Lesayim Maseches Nida V'Talmud Babli, Kein Tazreni, Lahaschem Masechtos Esfarm Achem Lesayimam, Lil Modu Lelamed, Lishmer Vlasos Lekayim, Eskol Devei Samator Sechel Biava, Uzechus Katanayim V'Amarayim V'Samidei Chachamim, Yamoli Lezari, Shlo Sama Shator Mipi Zari V'Zer Zari Ad Olam, V'Siskayim Bi V'Salecha, Tancha Osach, V'Shach B'chol Tishmar Alecha, V'Akitosa Hisi Sichecha, Kivi Yibu Yamecha V'Yosifu L'Choshnos Chaim, Orechimim B'Yimina B'Smola Osher V'Chavad Adonai Ozeh Maritain, Adonai Barech Zemava Shalom. Shkadal v'yiskadash shmer abba b'yom maldi hu asir las chadas alachayom yesayo las hakol yasun lachayol amma mivnei karta di yushalem l'shach lo lehechlo begava l'mekra balchana gnuchra minara l'asava balchana di shmaya las revi amlech kutra bichu v'machusei v'yikarei v'yatsmach prukunei v'yakarei mishiche v'chai yichon v'yom yichon v'chai yedichol b'yis Yisrael b'agulav v'zman kariv v'yemiru amme Hey, Shema Rabba, Min Shema V'Chaim Leinu V'Kar Yisrael V'Yimu Amen. Oseh Shalom Rabbu Yaseh Shema Leinu V'Kar Yisrael V'Yimu Amen.